Right. Yeah. I wonder how much. I'm sure that plays a huge role. I'm sure of it. Now, Tony doesn't give any more information about adrenal fatigue. Is there enough? Do we know? You know, can we address that, or do we need more information to address that?
Well, just in general, you know, the adrenal fatigue on a physical level, I do something almost every day to help adrenal function stay stronger. So for most people, if they salt all their beverages, they get a nice boost because adrenal function, one of its main jobs is to make sure I have enough salt in the body. So if a person does that and that's enough, then great. And that's especially good for people with low blood pressure and adrenal fatigue.
Okay.
So if you have low blood pressure, adrenal fatigue is one of the possibilities. And one of the home tests is if you get a little flashlight and stand in front of a mirror and shine the light into your eye, the pupil of your eye should constrict. It should get really small. And it should stay small for 30 seconds. If you have adrenal fatigue, your body will get tired of holding that pupil small, and it will start to break before 30 seconds. It'll start to get big or have little episodes of getting big and small and big and small.
So do you mean like when you, if you put the light in your eye, do you keep the light in the eye for 30 seconds, or do you just put it in really quick and then check it?
Keep it in your eye for 30 full seconds, and you can watch the other pupil in the other eye because they both do the same thing. So both pupils should get small and should stay small for 30 seconds, and if they do, that's a sign of good adrenal function.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a little home test that you can do.
I like that.
Yeah, the next step up from just putting more salt into the body is to use something like nutrients. B5, B6, and vitamin C are big adrenal nutrients. And used to be you could get nice Myers cocktails, these little IVs that had vitamin C, magnesium, calcium, B-complex, B6, and B5. And it was a 1 or 2 minute push in your vein, and the adrenals just got such a happy meal, they would be great for a week or two anyway.
Oh, wow.
So those are good adrenal nutrients. And if that's not enough, we kick up to the level of the herbs, where unless you have high blood pressure, you can do real licorice. You can do ginseng, ashwagandha. There's classes of herbs that boost adrenal function without a caffeine effect. And then there's ones that boost adrenal function with a caffeine effect. And that's another sign of adrenal fatigue, is when a person needs sugar and caffeine in order to feel like they have enough energy.
Interesting. Okay.
So wow. A person can watch for that. And then if those things aren't enough to help, a person can actually do over-the-counter bioidentical hormones. Try those. Things like pregnenolone or DHEA come to mind. And usually those are taken with an adrenal glandular at the same time. Okay. And if that level doesn't help, then you basically just need to replace the adrenal hormone, the cortisol, the DHEA, and maybe even the aldosterone. Those are the three big adrenal hormones. So
what do you mean by replace those?
You actually have to get a prescription for aldosterone and cortisol.
Oh, okay.
The DHEA you can get over the counter, but you have to actually take the hormones until your body recovers adrenal function. And then looking on those higher levels, you can sort out which stories are going on that have to do with adrenals and tell those stories for your life.
Wow. Okay.
And you can actually take homeopathics of adrenal glandular as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yep. And there's, you know, there's the cortex and the medulla of the adrenals. And certain body types do better with the cortex. Others do better with the medulla. And some do better with both of them in equal combination. So there's glandulars that have been made that have those different possibilities. And I'm not sure if Rich mentioned, I think you did mention the B vitamins. pantothenate, B12, and magnesium. Holy basil is another really good one. And I really like working with the homeopathics of adrenal when you work with those in the sequencing of the Fibonacci cycle.
So. Oh, okay. Now, when you guys were talking about salt, are you guys doing the Morton's salt anymore, or are you doing just regular Celtic sea salt? What kind of salts are you guys doing?
We're using, right now, Himalayan sea salt, but Celtic sea salt is another one that I've had there, too.
But that's only because Huggins is deceased now.
Right, right. You can't come after her, can you? Wow. Okay, well, that's some good information on adrenal health. We have another one here from Justine, and she says...
Hey, before you start that one, Justin, I looked up hepatitis B in the Recall Healing book.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like our show has not been controversial enough yet.
Oh, good, good.
So, I'm this one in here. Okay, and I'm just going to read it right out of here. It's a conflict of a grudge plus the sentiment of being injected, like with a vaccination, being forced to be vaccinated or pressured to be vaccinated. It can also come from the pressure to undergo chemotherapy. Those are two specific injections that people are mentioning with regard to hepatitis B. So for our friend who was asking about that, did this occur after a vaccine?
Wow, that's so interesting. I wonder why that is.
You know, I honestly don't know that one. I would have to ask Jobert, and someday I'll know the story on a feeling level so we can all resonate with it. But we just watched the trailer to that Vaxxed, the movie, .com, and that's pretty powerful stuff to watch.
Yeah, I know. That's going around right now. It's such a powerful... Have you seen the whole thing yet?
I haven't. How about you?
No, I have not, but I want to really bad. It looks really powerful.
Well, there's kind of making it hard for us to see it.
I know, right?
I know.
Not surprising there.
Adrenals, I just wanted to mention how important sleep is. You know, and if people are having difficulty with sleep, they want to see if they can work that piece out. Because if you don't sleep well enough, the adrenals are not very happy. I call them the Molly Milquetoast of the organs, and they want to have everything calm and stress-free. And they like, you know, like having a rhythm of doing the same thing that, you know, morning, afternoon, and evening, and definitely getting a good night's sleep is part of that. So there's anything that can be done to make your life more balanced, more calm, or more rhythmic. That can be very helpful to the adrenals.
That makes a lot of sense.
No material on this blog is intended to suggest that you should not seek professional medical care. Always work with qualified medical professionals, even if you educate yourself in the field of live food, nutrition, and alternative medicine. I'm not a doctor, nor am I offering readers medical advice of any kind. None of the information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent any disease or condition. While information in this blog is discussed in the context of numerous conditions, it can be dangerous to take action based on any information in this blog or to start any health program without first consulting a health professional. The content found here is for informational purposes only and is in no way intended as medical advice, as a substitute for medical counseling, or as a treatment/cure for any disease or health condition, and nor should it be continued as such. Always work with a qualified healthcare professional before making any changes to your diet, prescription drug use, lifestyle, or exercise activities. This information is provided as is, and the reader/viewer assumes all risks from the use, non-use, or misuse of this information.